my sense as I was going through the reading was that there's definitely a relationship. And of course, there's a relationship from the first son right through. I mean, we're talking about a process that unfolds and probably unfolds continually. But there are certain points where we seem to have a greater sense of awareness of the connection of the particular son to the state that we perhaps are experiencing. And so again, it's at least in that idea, is that all the states are there in potential. The thing that brings them into view is our point of view, what the word is moving us into in order to do our work. So I think these two states in particular that are described here seem to have a much more grounded sense, in the sense that there's a lot here that we all experience and can relate to. It just seems to be just every couple of sentences you're looking at something that actually, yeah, I can see that illustrated. Whereas in some of the other brothers, it's not so clear, you know, like you're in a more abstract sort of zone. So Izuka is the desire for reward, like doing for the sake of what I can get back. That's in a negative sense. That's what has to be seen so far as the proprium is concerned. It's what we're given to see. And then very quickly, that creates the opportunity for Dan in the negative sense as judgment to come in and start to undermine our sense of connection to the Lord. And through the series and people's experience of it that I've heard from so far, there is this quick like descent into, well, why do anything? My efforts aren't worth anything, etc., etc. And then there's this kind of pulling out of that that comes as well. So there's this iteration between this whole swirl of different states that illustrates the process of things being sorted out. So using those terms, the chaos order kind of interrelationship that's going on here, bringing order out of chaos as our willingness to engage and see these states is active. So the thing is that seeing these states in their negative form is an act of mercy on the Lord's part. It is still the Lord working. And to be able to see it in the light of that, you know, because all of this is about regenerating the human mind. That's all the Lord is interested in doing. And in order for the mind to be regenerated, what is opposed to the presence of the Lord has to be exposed. And the issue is not that it's there, because it is what it is. It's what the proprium is. The issue is our identification with it as ourself, as coming from ourself. So reasoning from appearances and drawing conclusion from the appearances of things is serpent reasoning when it's separated from what is good. So a good example is that if we go through this and we just come out at the end of reading this feeling really hopeless and that there's no hope, that is the serpent separated from good. That's that kind of reasoning. Whereas good, if it's present, is remembering that you're in a process, remembering that the Lord has your back, remembering that all the Lord wants to do is bring you through. All of that is the good that can moderate the intensity of the states that arise from the infernal proprium as it seeks to maintain its hold on its own illusion of having life in itself. So if you think about Izuka as seeking merit, then you can link it in with the idea of the merit-guilt cycle. And so when we're doing something in an effort, say, to make the proprium better than it is, you know, like that's basically what the merit-guilt cycle begins as, and then sort of hit the wall in some way and kind of struggling because we see that we can't be what our expectation is so far as being good is concerned, then Dan in a negative state kicks in. There's all the sort of thoughts of self-incrimination and not being good enough and all the negative kind of self-talk that arises. And then we remember, hang on, this is the merit-guilt cycle happening here. And as soon as we remember that, there's a change that takes place. And so then Dan comes with what is good, because the good is a willingness to re-engage with the word and with the work and with those processes that we're experiencing from a more objective standpoint. And so then Dan is operating in a positive sense. And as that operates, so the state gets cleared and we realize that we were claiming merit, and then we are then able to attribute all back to the Lord by looking to the Lord and acknowledging that any power for us to do anything good is from him anyway, and that's Issachar in a more positive state. So the things that are described of the heavenly proprium, they're not things we can acquire and work toward. What we can do is remove what prevents that from manifesting as our life. So often what happens is that it's reversed, and what we do is, or you know, what the proprium inclination to do is to work for a reward. But you cannot, through sheer force of will, not be in a negative state if a negative state is arising. What you can do is step back from the state and see it from Dan in a positive sense. But the thing is that very opening of Dan 6:3-9:6, it runs through the three different states of the relation of good to truth and truth to good. And you can't escape that progression. What you can do is you can know that the progression is there and then work with what's arising, and the Lord takes care of the rest. That's all we can do. We can just work with what the word offers us to work with and try to stay out of casting some sort of imaginary kind of idea about the reward or whatever it is. The idea of, say, sending out a really pithy tweet and then constantly looking for feedback as to how good it was or whatever, you know, like, it's as subtle as that. That's the thing. It gets right down to what appears to be the most insignificant level, but what's happening is your identification with the proprium as yourself is being revealed. And I'll come back to what was spoken about too, about being able to do things anonymously so that no one knows. That is a very light place to be in, because the opposite of that is seeking people's affirmation and approval and all of that kind of stuff. That's a prison. We all start out wanting to be saved, and we have an idea and expectation of what that looks like, and that has to be sorted out. Because you can work not to get out of a negative state, you can work to see what that state is.